Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that helps you understand about the Akashic Records, answers your questions about your soul's journey, about what is your life about, and in general, talks about how to use the Akashic Records and the energy of the Akasha and the access to the Akashic Records in every area of your life. Today is January 27th, 2008, and it is absolutely my pleasure to be here with you tonight. I'd like to acknowledge a few people. Acknowledge a few people. I'm actually in Louisville, Kentucky right now, and had a wonderful level one with some very marvelous women. First, a big shout out and a thank you to Amber Stone, who is my personal friend and was the sponsor of this wonderful workshop, who opened her home to these lovely women and told all of her friends about it. So I want to thank Amber so much for meeting me at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, for asking her questions that changed her whole idea about things and about where the Akashic Records are held, who felt the powerful call to anchor the Akashic energy in another way here in Louisville, and to all the women who attended the class. And I would love to just let you know, and I want to just acknowledge every one of them by their first names. We had Donna and another Donna. We actually had three Donnas, including me, in this class. And we had Sharon. And we had Anna and Rebecca and Elena and Susie Starr and Wendy and Martha. And I hope I didn't forget anybody. As I said, we had three Donnas, and I just want to say thank you for your commitment to your heart's calling. And what that means is your heart's calling is all about when you're drawn to the Akasha, because the energy of the Akasha is the heart connected to the mind that goes to Source. When you use the Akashic Records in your life, you open up an awareness and a knowing and a curiosity that is at a deeper and bigger level than something you've ever experienced before. And so it's with that we start this program. I'd like to also give a big shout out to Thomas and Jane Morton, who are the facilitators and teachers of Lightspeed Learning. And you can find out more about Lightspeed Learning by going to lightspeed-learning.com. And that's, they'll teach you how to download 1.5 million words a minute into your subconscious so that you can access whatever you need. So I encourage you to go to that website and say hello and, you know, see what they have to say. I took the workshop. I think it's fabulous. And I'd like to talk about the organization that sponsors me, which is Akashic Record Consultants International, at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And this is an organization that trains, educates, and certifies Akashic Record consultants and teachers. And we've been around since 2001. And it was founded by Mary Parker. So I think I've gotten all my hellos out of the way. And I want to talk tonight. You know, during the workshop, this level one workshop that we had in Louisville, what's interesting is each level one is a little different, because although there's a manual involved where we teach you how to consciously access your own Akashic Records, there's a manual that we follow and we read parts of it. And then there are questions that come forward from the Akasha to help people on their journey, and the questions are always different. every level one naturally has a different energy because we have different people there that bring their yearning to know from a different place. And so I'd like to share with you today one or maybe more, depends on what we get to, of the questions. And I would like to give you the answer of what has come forth from the Akasha, or what is going to come forth from the Akasha, because I really don't know what they're about to say, to the answer to this question. But just to kind of give you a definition or describe what happens, I have opened up the Akashic Records prior to coming on the air, and so that I am speaking to you from a place in the Akashic Records. When I answer a question, whether it's an individual consultation or whether it's if I open up the records of the group and I'm doing an introductory lecture or if I'm teaching a class, I'm working directly from the Akasha, not by channeling, so nothing enters my body. What I do is I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so what we're going to talk about tonight is some of the questions. And the questions came forth for the group, but I am being led to also lead you, my listeners, on this same journey. And it's kind of a sampling of what you learn in the Level 1 workshop. And I also should mention that we open the records, or I have been taught and I teach how to open the Akashic Records with a holy prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key, and it's been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And again, you can find more out about that information on the www.arc-akashicrecords.org website. And if you're curious about what I do, you can go to my website, which is akashicwisdom.com. One thing I do want to tell you is the 2008 calendar is not up. So if you would like a copy of my 2008 calendar, which shows all the different classes that are coming up in different parts of the United States, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I would be happy to send that information out to you. Okay, so let's move on to our question, the first question for the night. And one of the things I would like to encourage you to do is if you're listening and you would like to, if you have a question of your own you would like answered, if you have a, if you'd like to comment about what's being said, or if you have a question about how things work, please definitely call in to the BBS radio and talk to me personally. Love to talk to anyone who would like to dial in and be a part of the show. And so if you're not sitting by the computer and you're just listening and the computer's near the room and you'd like to call, you can call in toll free in the US at 877-876-5227, or in Canada and the US is 888-815-9756, or direct into the show at 530-876-3222. Now, this is for real. We're really going to get to the question now. I know it seems like it's a long way off. So the question that came forward in the workshop today, that the group had their records open, and then the exercise was they had their records open, and the question that came forward to ask was, what do I need to know about the act of praying? Now, this is not a religious program, and working with the Akashic Records is not a belief system, and it's not in any way, shape, or form a religion. It can enhance whatever religion or belief system you have, but this particular question was, what do I need to know about the act of praying? And this is what the Akashic Records had to say about that. The act of praying is in every fiber of your being. Every time you take time to move into a place of sacredness, to move into a place of silence, to move into a place of quiet contemplation, of reverence, you're praying. Every time you move into a place of worry, of fear, of frustration, of anger, you're praying. And every time you move into a place of joy, of bliss, of happiness, and contentment, you're praying. And so it's very important for you to consider that as every thought, word, and deed, and feeling is registered in the Akasha, every prayer, every thought, word, deed, and feeling is the act of praying. Because you are actually communicating your wants, your needs, your desires vibrationally out to the universe and to Creator, to God, Spirit Source, whatever your word is for the all. And so whatever you're focusing your attention on, whatever you make time to move into, to focus on, or whatever forces you to take time to focus on it, it's an act of prayer. Because you are connecting to the vibrational aspect of that which you focus on. And so it's important for you to consider when you're moving through your day, what do you really want Source to hear you say? What do you really want to be caught in the ethers of your life? What do you really want to review when you move from this place back to spirit? And who would you have to be proud of yourself, to feel content with your life? Not just to be able to manifest that which you want. Because life is more than just manifesting that which you want. Life is manifesting who you are. For as you move forward in every thought, word, and deed, you are creating who you are today. And as you create today, you make space for that creation to repeat itself tomorrow. For unless you're conscious of how you are operating in the now, you have no choice but to create that which you were. Have you ever been in a situation where you're with family or friends, Let's say friends that you haven't seen you in years, haven't seen you maybe since college or high school, and they react to you the same way they did then? It's as if time has stopped, and their perceptions of who you are stuck 20 years ago with who you were then. And depending on how much you've kept in touch or not, you have to re-educate them as to who you are today. And some of those friends want to come along with you and want to actually be educated, and some do not. Some will actually move into the space of who you are today, and some cannot move there because they haven't moved themselves. They haven't grown past what their issues were at that time. And so therefore, they're still operating as if with the same beliefs, actions, words, deeds, feelings, as if they were still in their adolescence or early young adulthood. Some people can't move past it. And so in thinking about the art or the act of praying, we have to really look at what we are putting our attention on and what drives our heart on a regular basis. So in looking at that, we have to ask, what is our intention of experience for today? What do I want to focus on today that will move me to a space of peace? We all have a choice. We all have a choice of how to move, what to do, what to say, who to talk to, who to love, who to discount, who to respect, who to honor, including ourselves. We all have that choice. And so we ask within the records, what is an alignment for me to do today for peace, for my personal peace, for my personal joy? There's a CD that I have produced. It's called The Wisdom Place. And it has a variety of different tracks on it and ways that you can actually connect with your guidance to start your day in the most perfect way. It also has a calling in the light prayer and a message called The Glory of Love. This particular CD was inspired by a painting that was given to me by Anita Miller from the Artist's Roost. And the painting is of this beautiful gazebo. But the reason I'm mentioning this CD is what the Akasha want you to know is that you have an active role in creating your day. And that active role of creating your day is what you focus on. It's what your heart is yearning to experience. And as you yearn to experience that, and again you focus on it, that is the act of praying. For it's making space for that divinity within you. It's making space to receive the divinity that you are connected to. And it's very important that you also know that you're always connected to that divinity. You're always connected to that divine source, that creator, that spirit, that universal energy, to love, to God, to whatever it is that you call your higher power, whatever you name it. The bottom line is love. And you're always connected. You are always connected. You may not feel like you're connected, but even when you feel you're not connected, you are. For as we come into this life, we don't just separate from the divine. We extend from the divine as if you were extending your arm. There's a reason why in certain religions or certain belief systems, things are called the Book of Life or the Tree of Life. If you could just imagine yourself as a leaf on a branch of this magnificent tree. And even though we have different flowers and different leaves, we're all connected at the root. And that's the key. So it is because we are connected at the root, we need to really look at how we are interacting with ourselves when we are focused on what we are trying to manifest, what we're focusing on regarding our day, our life, our relationships, our career. What are we creating by our focus? You know, Abraham Hicks is a wonderful, has some wonderful books. And Esther Hicks channels the Abraham material, which is magnificent. And I believe it has truly been very instrumental in changing the way human beings view their life. Because they are instrumental in bringing to the fore, to the mainstream, the idea of creating your own reality, of reaching for that better thought, to actually manifest that which you most desire. And that concept seems to have swept the world. And even though, let's say, Abraham brought forward this information through Esther Hicks from the 80s, and it's now in 2000 that people are finally getting it. What we would also like to offer you is that in addition to working with the next best thought, it's absolutely essential that you move into the next best feeling. So that when you move to the next best feeling, or the best feeling you can find, or the feeling about having it already, when you move into that feeling, you now have a barometer of what you're looking for that you can share with the universe. So when you feel what it's like, you can then say, you see, that's what I'm looking for. It's that feeling. Now, there are some people out there that have a hard time feeling things or, quote-unquote, imagining how it feels. And again, when you learn how to work with your own personal Akashic records, you can ask, and I know you've heard me say this before if you've listened to the show. When you work with the Akashic records, you can say, show me what it feels like if I were to. And so it's that piece of show me what it feels like. And then when you get that feeling, that you use that as your barometer. So that, in fact, would be an act of praying. Because by feeling what it is that you want, moving into those higher thoughts or those better thoughts, and holding that sense of feeling, you are now focusing on that which you desire rather than focusing on what you don't have. So you see, the act of praying and the art of praying is about moving into your center to assist you in manifestation. So, This would be the time to call if you have questions. This would be the time to call if you have comments. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have an interactive conversation. The telephone number to call in the U.S., you can call it toll-free, is 877-876-5227. I welcome your comments, even if you don't agree with me. That's okay. If you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country, you can dial direct. And you can dial 530, our country code is 01, 530-876-3222. I'd also like to make a mention that if, in fact, you would like to email me a question, you certainly can do that too. You can email me if you don't want to call in. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And I have my computer on. I am in this wonderful hotel here in Louisville and would be happy to receive your email and be happy to respond to it. Again, that's at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, just another comment. If you are interested in working with your own personal Akashic Records, I'm going to be doing and offering a Level 1 Akashic Record workshop in Cleveland, Ohio. There's also one coming up in Minnesota in February, San Diego in March. We'll probably be back in Louisville in April. And one time or another, I'd love to get up to Seattle to do a Akashic Record workshop. And I just had a call from somebody in Toledo that wants to do a workshop, and looking forward to that, too. So if, in fact, you have a group that... Who is this?
Dana.
Donna. Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
It's Donna. It's D-A-H-N-A is Da, Donna.
Oh, Donna, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I had a question for you. I've never heard you on here before, but this is so interesting. I've read some of the Edgar Cayce stuff on the Akashic Records and so forth, and I'm just wondering, are you able to, like, answer questions about things like, well, for instance, I have a son with autism.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious if there's any way to know, you know, what that, why that is and what the purpose is or what the, you know, the destiny or whatever that I have with him is and why he, you know, came into this world like that and what I'm supposed to be doing to help him or whatever.
Sure. May I ask your name, please?
Uh-huh, I'm Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. And where are you calling from?
I'm in Dallas.
Oh, well, welcome. I'm glad you're, how did you find me?
I listen to VBS a lot. I just love all the different shows they have on there. It's just really interesting stuff, and this is the first time I've caught your show, though.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you're listening, and here's what the Akashic Records can help you with regarding your son. What we can do is we can certainly ask what your contract is with him. We can ask the purpose your soul's intention in creating or bringing forth this experience for you. We can then move from that and ask how the actual health challenge of autism affects or serves humanity. So the reason that's important to understand is I can't open the records of your son. Is he under 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, we don't open the records of kids under the age of 18.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, I wouldn't be able to open up anyone's records without their permission.
Right.
Okay. But we have your permission to open up a certain part of your records, and clearly, I can go deeper if you and I were talking in a private way, because then I would use your full legal name, and I wouldn't want to do that on the air.
Okay.
But in a private consultation, we probably can go deeper. However, for the sake of helping other people understand what we can do here, what's important here is we can. What is your son's name?
Travis.
Travis. And hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
So, how old is Travis?
He's going to be 10 next week.
Okay. So, and your name is Brenda, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So one of the things that's important for you to understand, Brenda, is that Travis, what I'm hearing is Travis is a gift to you. And the gift is another way of looking at life. Now, in what form does his autism take?
Well, I mean, he can communicate some, but I mean, he doesn't understand just very basic things in life. And I mean, I do agree. I feel like he is a gift. I mean, he's very loving, but he can't really express himself. It's a communication deficit, I guess, and he doesn't understand. You know, I guess there are benefits in that, you know, he's got an innocence to him, but I guess the thing that's frustrating is that he's almost 10 years old and, you know, mentally about 5, maybe, if
sure.
that, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, no. See, when I'm talking to you, it's not like I want to tell what I'm talking. When I tell you something, it's not Donna that's telling you it.
Right.
That's why it's the Akashic Records. And what I do is, I hear what they're saying or feel what they're saying, and then I repeat it to you. So that's why sometimes I talk slower. There might be some pauses there, is because I'm listening to what they have to say, and so I don't want anyone to think it's kind of like dead air. But there, I have to listen in order to be able to give it back to you.
Right, I
kind of
got that. Yeah.
So first of all, the issue here about the why. Number one, I'm saying this, but Donna is making the assumption you already know this, but I'm going to say it because the record keepers are telling me to say it. It's very important that you, Brenda, know that you did not do anything wrong to create this situation.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Has there ever been a time where you considered that that was a possibility?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know what causes it.
Right.
And I think every mother of an autistic child questions that there may have been something that they could have, might have done or could have done differently or whatever.
Right, and it's really important that you understand that that is not the case here ever.
Okay.
And so there is no reason for any kind of shame or guilt here. Number one. Number two. Also, what the record keepers want you to know is that the frustration you feel, the sadness you feel.
Uh-huh.
And the grief of not being able to share with Travis what you would like to share with him,
right,
it is very real and needs to be honored.
It's very real.
It's real for you, and it needs to be honored. In other words, you need to honor it, darling. It's important that you not push it down.
Yeah, I feel like I do. I mean, I do embrace that aspect of it, I guess.
You embrace?
Well, just the fact that he's different and a gift, and, you know, I embrace the beauty of it.
Right.
And I love it. I mean, I couldn't love him more.
Well, sure.
You know.
But what they're saying is that at the same time, there's grief involved that you need to acknowledge.
Right.
And it's not about blame. It's about reality of this is my situation, and it makes me sad.
Right.
It makes and part of the grief has to do with what you perceive or think he's missing.
Right.
And what's important for you to also know is that he doesn't know what he's missing.
He doesn't. Right.
No. And it's not about intelligence here. It's about focus of intention of experience.
Okay.
And what I'm hearing is that he can be very detail oriented. Is that right?
Yeah.
Extremely focused at times.
Uh huh.
And so what you also need to know in that respect is that he is. It's almost like he has a microscopic vision. When he's looking at something and he's looking at it so closely, it's like he's drinking up every morsel of whatever it is he's looking at. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it kind of does, yeah.
And so really know that his mind and his awareness is more acute than you realize, but the issue is it's an internal awareness rather than external expression.
Right.
That's an important piece. It's an internal awareness rather than external expression.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And so when he's studying something so acutely, so completely, you may find it interesting to ask him what does he see?
Okay.
Like, for example, if you were to give him a flower to look at, he may crumple it, okay?
Uh-huh.
He may even try to eat it, all right? But he really wants to feel it. That's what I'm hearing and seeing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you want to do is, in order to share this with him, because what I'm also hearing is the longing that you're having is not being able to, quote-unquote, share things with your child.
Right.
And so what would be helpful is when he's engrossed in things, to ask him what he sees and what he's hearing when he's looking at it, and ask him what he feels, and just accept whatever he tells you.
Okay.
Don't judge it.
Right.
Just receive it.
Okay.
And have a comment about it. Say, wow, Travis, that's really interesting. Tell me more.
Okay.
So it's about interacting with him to help, to assist him in expressing what he can of his world and giving you a movement of opportunity into his world when you can.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do.
And so the other piece here is from a soul's intention, Brenda, it's really important that you understand that, your contract or your soul's intention of experience of having this magnificent child, okay, who has chosen to come in at this level of awareness is a way of you moving into your own divinity and moving into your own self-acceptance. It's also about the lesson of compassion for self and others.
Right.
And it's about really moving into a space of joy about innocence. Does that make sense?
It really does. I mean, there is an innocence with the autism that that's very refreshing, you know.
Yeah.
And he has taught me a whole lot about compassion, and I do believe he's a gift, you know. But I guess, you know, you've helped me a lot though in letting go of, you know, wondering if it's something I did and the guilt, and, you know, just validating that that is pretty much what I kind of felt like the contract was anyway.
But do you have other children?
I do. I have two others.
How old are they?
I have one that's 34 years old, and he was given up for adoption, and I met him for the first time a couple of years ago.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and then I have another one who has left the country, and I may never see again, and I've had a lot of, you know, major grief over that, but...
So you really have a lot to let go of, huh?
Well, it's like motherhood has been the most bittersweet journey.
Yeah.
You know.
What was I thinking, huh?
Yeah, really. And also the period of time that women can have children. You know, to have one 34 and one 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like. Okay.
But anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah,
really,
but here's another piece, though, that's real important.
Huh?
Is there's the other piece that's important, Brenda,
uh-huh.
is if you haven't done this yet, it's going to be real important that you move into a space of forgiveness of self.
Okay.
There are some issues here that you're holding on to.
Uh-huh.
That... for whatever reason, you're blaming yourself, and somehow you're seeing certain things as punishment. Can you identify with that?
Yeah,
and
I do.
It's real important that you realize it's not about punishment.
Right.
And it's really important that you know that the divine is not a judge, is not a judgment God. God is not a God of judgment and revenge.
I do believe that.
And so it really everything is for a reason and purpose, and each one of your children has chosen their path prior to coming in.
Right.
And there's really nothing you could have done about that.
That's true. And I've learned, you know, tough lessons through it all, but it's all been good. It's all about love.
Have you ever read the book A Little Soul in the Sun by Neil Donald Walsh?
Is that the one about the angel that comes back?
That wants to lower his vibration to experience forgiveness.
And he says, just remember who I was.
When I strike you.
Yes.
Please remember who I truly am.
Right. It's a beautiful story.
You may want to reread it.
Yeah.
And you may want to read it to Travis.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
And then ask him what he knows about God.
Okay.
You might find that answer to be real interesting.
What's that?
You might find that answer to be real interesting. To
okay.
ask him what he knows about God, or who does he think God is, or what does he know about angels.
Okay.
You know, just... In other words, like, again, he may say nothing, and it may be a totally off-the-wall answer, and maybe not. You just don't know, right?
That's true.
And you have to allow it to be whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I would love to have you keep in touch. Email me if you do any of that, and you get
okay.
some answers. I'd love, you know, you can...
Yeah, I may call you about a private session.
That'd
too.
Be great.
Okay,
if you wanted to, let me give you my number. It's
216-691. Okay.
1233.
Okay.
And you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com.
What was the first part?
Akashic, a.k.a. S-H-I-C. Oh, it's info. Excuse me. That was
info?
Just giving the website. It's info.
At Akashic. Okay, yeah, because I found your website.
Info@akashicwisdom.com.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and I'll definitely tune in your program some more. BBS is a wonderful.
I love BBS.
I'm so.
I feel personally blessed that I found BBS.
Oh,
and that I'm a part of it.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I just love everything on there, and just tell them to keep up the good work.
Well, I tell you what, you know how you do that. You tell all your friends,
yep.
Okay, you email all your friends and say, tune into this program or that program or tune into BBS and check
it
out.
I've been doing it.
All righty.
All right, thank you
so much.
Thank
you. Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
You know, see, I got to tell you folks that it's calls like that. I love calls like that. Isn't that just the best? To be able to talk to someone about a real life situation and feel that there's been some type of light at the end of the tunnel. But beyond that, I know that Brenda's call has helped you out there understand things a little bit better, because that's what this program's all about. And what's important to also understand is, as I bring forth the information, it's like I said before, I've got to tell you what I'm hearing. I don't interpret it. So sometimes it takes a little while for the silence, you know, just because I have to hear what they're saying. Because what happens is the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, what they do is they slow my vibration, they slow their vibration down and speed mine up so that we meet in the middle, so that we can go ahead and merge or align. And the same thing that happens when you call in with a question or if you have a consultation, consultations that I do privately are based 100% on your questions about your life. And again, if that's of interest to you, email me and I can email you some information about how to prepare for a consultation that you might find very valuable. And so because the questions get us to the right area of the records, when somebody calls in, I'm aligning with their energy, but I can align better with their legal name. It's the legal name and the question that gets us to the right area of the records. So what did we learn here? We learned that we have chosen. Okay, we've decided to come into this body. We've come forward. We have forgotten everything that we know to be in spirit and have to, and it feels like we're relearning it or remembering it. The only thing we kind of know is our birth date and the time and the location. We can have an astrology chart done and kind of figure that out. We can have a numerology chart done and kind of figure that out. And then we're kind of like, okay, so where do I go from here? Because we've been dropped in this maze, and that's the only thing that we have from spirit to remember who we are. And that's when we start on the journey. And we start on the journey to remember who we truly are. There's an interesting, I think you've heard me talk about the never-ending story. And the reality in our never-ending story as human beings is that we're constantly striving and thinking we have to be better rather than appreciating who we are now and then making choices that will make us feel better about ourselves. And the next thing you know, we are better. So it's really about, instead of looking forward to what we should be doing or backward and sorry about what we did do, it's about being really content and happy in the here and now about who we are. And from that place of who we are, we focus on what makes us feel good and make choices around what makes us feel better or as good. And then that focus and that those actions become our act of praying, because we are focusing on the divine part of who we are. And I also, you know, what else came to me earlier today when I was thinking about the show and what I wanted to talk to you about? What came to me earlier when I had the records open was that there is absolutely no vocation, no job, no position out there in any way, shape, or form that does not have a major purpose here on this planet. Everything that everyone is doing is an integral part of who we are, how we live. There's no insignificant job. There is not one insignificant job on the planet. I mean, I don't care if you think that because you're doing inventory and you're counting pieces, that's an important, that's an important job. There is no insignificant job. And so when people call and say, well, what's my right livelihood, or how can I be more spiritual at work? I don't have a spiritual job. I'm in accounting. Well, the first thing to do is to look at every action you make as spiritual, as every thought you think is spiritual. Because Thierry de Chardin, I think I've probably messed up that name, but I think what he said once, and I think he said it to Jean Houston, he said, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Not the other way around. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so, because the fiber of our being is all, every part of it spiritual, we have to look at that each one of us is a catalyst for change on planet Earth. Every one of us. So the question you need to ask yourself, or you may want to ask yourself, is how can I be a catalyst for change in my life so I appreciate me more? So I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm going to ask you just think about what a blessing you are. I'm going to leave you with the idea and the notion that you already are perfect, that you are perfect in your imperfection. And I want you to truly know and integrate the knowing that not only are we one, but we are all magnificent. So I hope you find immense joy this week, create lots of miracles, laugh a lot, love a lot, and come back next week when we have more to talk about. And so I'm going to close the show by closing the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show for January 27th, 2008, by saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of these wonderful beings of light that are listening at this time, as well as those unseen. We thank you for all your wonderful healing information, your lifting, wonderful vibrations. We ask that our hearts be opened, our burdens be lifted, and may we all, each one of us, look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you would all join me in saying amen. Good night, everyone. See you next week, and call me. I'd love to talk to you. Bye-bye.